So lately you have been doing some pretty impressive things. You broke the boys basketball all-time career points record, as well as you broke the single game record for most points in a game twice. Let's talk about that a little bit. So the first thing that happened was you broke the single game record by getting 57 points in a game. How did that feel when you broke that record?
Well, I didn't know until the end of the game. I mean, it was announced. Like, I thought I had like 30 points or something like that. So it didn't feel like any different than any other game.
And can I ask, whose record did you break?
He's a McDonald. He played at West Virginia and played basketball there like 50 years ago or something like that.
And then after that, you broke the all-time scoring record, which was set by your dad, actually. I don't know why I said actually, like, you don't know that, but...
this was set by your dad. You know that?
Oh, my God.
But anyways, what point did you realize that you were on pace to break that record?
Kind of last year, the way I was scoring, I was like on track to break the record, and then it just happened really fast this year.
And you knew that it was likely, or was that at that point just a possibility?
It was a possibility. Like, it was kind of likely. Like, I had to score quite a bit, but
you knew you could do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just about a week ago, you re-broke your record, getting 58 points in the game against Silver Bay. Did you expect that you scored that much in the Silver Bay game?
No, I didn't feel like I scored that much either. I was really into that game. It was pretty intense.
So why do you feel like, that was the second time you broke that record? Both times you didn't even realize you broke it till after the game. Would you say it's because you're more focused in just trying to score, or you're more focused in making sure the team does well?
I'm just focused on getting the win pretty much. Like, I can't remember any. Most baskets I get, I don't even remember them. I'm just so focused in the game.
All right. And then you're on pace to breaking another record, which is the all-time boys and girls basketball scoring record, which is set at 2025, right?
Yep.
And that's by your aunt. Is that correct?
Yep.
And right now you're at around 1,900 with about 9 or 8 games left. So you're on pace to breaking that one, so that must be pretty exciting.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one to get.
Are you going to brag to your aunt about that one?
I might have to, yeah.
And so at games, you're being scouted. Would you play college basketball?
I'm still considering it. I don't know yet. It depends on the school and the type of commitment I'd have to give.
And a lot of players who are at your level and players that can, players that are the best in the school's history, you'd think that it'd be like, yeah, obviously I want to play college basketball. Why is it something that you're still iffy about?
I'm really focused on school. Like, I want to do well. I want to get a good job and be a lot of work to do both.
What do you want to go to college for?
I'm planning on going to orthopedics, so I have to try to get into med school, and you need good grades to do that. So.
Yeah, and I know that a lot of higher level college basketball teams don't even let you do big majors like that. So I'm guessing you're just really focused on that then.
Yeah.
And you have really good grades as it is right now. You won the Wendy's Heisman Award, and then did you win the Excel Award, or were you nominated for it?
I was the school's nominee, and then for the Wendy's, I was the state's top 10 finalist.
So you have some pretty impressive grades that you have been keeping up. What do you do to keep up those records while still being a good basketball player?
I just manage my time pretty well. Like, I'm either studying or playing basketball or sleeping pretty much.
What advice would you give to any younger player or younger student who wants to excel in what they're doing?
You have to do something you love, something that you don't mind doing. Like, school's a little bit different. Like, most people don't like school, but then you just got to think of the bigger picture of what you want to be and what your goals are.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in today, Jaden, and it was exciting to have you on. It's going to be an exciting rest of the season, and I'm excited to see how your future goes.
Thanks for having me on, Jackson.
Of course. You're invited back on anytime, Jaden. You're listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota.